Here, have a seat. Have a seat. Do we have announcements or anything?
I've got one. Did you have any business, Mike?
No.
No. Okay. So, just see where you are, Alvin. After tonight, we have 6 more rehearsals before we record. So, we have 6 more rehearsals. Do your homework. Make sure that you're doing your best to get off book. I feel like we're in pretty good shape, really. What is missing now, and what I knew was going to be missing just because of the circumstances and how we've been singing, is that we don't quite have the sense of ensemble, nor do we have the level of finesse that we are accustomed to doing. It's easy to get away with stuff when you can't really hear exactly what's going on and you're fudging outdoors, but now we know that we have to sort of hone in and work a little bit. What do we think? I mean, I think, I don't know if it was just because we're going indoors or if there was just conflicts or things. I mean, obviously tonight's attendance is lower than when we're outside. If weather is nice enough, should we continue to go back outside? Does anyone have strong opinions or thoughts?
I would say if the weather's nice, let's try it outside.
Okay.
Yeah, if the weather's nice, right. Outside.
Does Grandview have to do any additional work because we come at a different time and they've already...
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're coming about 5 o'clock, you know, it gets darker and darker.
Right. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to move indoors anyway just because of temperatures. So, I mean, it's probably not going to be much longer.
I'll say this. I know it's nice outside, but the thing is, to get what you want, we're not going to get that outside.
It will be harder, maybe,
words,
to get to the level of finesse.
The finesse, the coming together, I mean, I don't know, I might be all that, but... It just seems like it won't happen.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'll play it by ear. We'll see what the weather's doing next week. We'll send out emails, you know, on Sunday before, and we'll come up with a plan. But we have 6 more rehearsals. Get off your paper as much as you can, okay? Get memorized, and we need to get to the point where we can really just rifle through these things with good proficiency and get to the level of finesse that we're looking for.
Can we go through a little thing? Next one time.
Well, if does anyone need to like go right away if we're going over? Anyone? No? Okay. Yeah, we can run through Little Saint Nick. We can do that. Just remember that we need to get off paper and that you've written down the date for the recording. It is Saturday, November 14th, and that is at the Franklin Junior High, the old Franklin Junior High. Okay, yes, Thomas?
Yeah, anything new about Larry?
He was going to have some procedure. Was it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
He's back in the hospital tomorrow, and depending upon how that goes, he may get to go home. So we're hoping for, I'm not sure exactly what the procedure or the test or whatever it is they're doing tomorrow.
Some things and probably break up the
yeah.
Kidney stone.
Sure.
They said it was laser.
Okay.
Or suppose they go in with a catheter or something.
So anyway, prayers and good thoughts for Larry tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be able to come home soon. But he was on our Zoom call last Thursday, and actually looked pretty good and was in fairly good spirits. So we're all happy for that. Okay.
Have we individually answered the question whether we think we're negative or not?
Franklin disease.
You mean like virus,
I mean,
negative?
No, no COVID. I'm guessing if you go to a store, they will ask you or the hospital will do this to you. The assumption I have is that everybody said that 100% we know that we're negative and otherwise we wouldn't show.
Right. I mean, that is what we've asked people to do, that if they are...
I've had my COVID test and I tested negative, so...
That changes daily, of course.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should be monitoring your health, and if you ever feel like you're slightly... Yeah.
So you're good for a while.
All right. Steve was way back in July contracted COVID, but he's been negative for a long time, but has been being careful and not wanting to... So thank you, Steve. It's good to be back. I mean, if you're feeling at all under the weather, I mean, stay away. I mean, I hate to say that, but just stay away, okay, for everyone's health and safety. If you've ever been exposed, you need to quarantine yourself and, you know, do the test and all that kind of stuff for the recommended amount of time. I believe it's 10 days, I think, is what you're supposed to quarantine if you've actually been directly exposed.
Yeah.
And they say, So, I mean,
be smart. I think.
And if you get sick in the next 2 days, let the rest of us know.
Well, of course, yes. Yeah. I mean, there's no perfect scenario for us to do this, and we're trying to do the best we can with spacing and trying to get, you know, larger, bigger rooms, and we're also trying to limit the amount of time that we're in a confined space all breathing the same air, which is why we need to get out of here.